We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. We'll be hearing from the governor at this hour. She's announcing new actions to combat hate crimes. Our Roger Stern with a preview for Newsline.
Her office says the governor is building on the steps she took after a gunman killed 10 shoppers in May at a Buffalo supermarket frequented by black customers. After that incident, the governor strengthened gun control and red flag laws. She also established a unit in the state police department specifically for monitoring hateful messages online. Her new plans will include legislation and executive actions. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the governor's office on the east side.
All this, of course, coming on the heels of the weekend arrest of two men in connection with a threat to shoot up a synagogue in the city. Mayor Adams has said that threat was real. There will be added protection at Jewish holy sites through Hanukkah. Police have just released photos of five men wanted for violently mugging at least two people near Grand Central Terminal. This happened earlier this month on the corner of Vanderbilt Avenue and East 42nd in the early morning hours. Police say in both cases, the five suspects surrounded the victims, punched them while trying to steal a phone and a backpack. The suspects' photos are up on 1010winds.com. A rally at this hour at City Hall. People living in some NYCHA houses are protesting their living conditions.
Some NYCHA residents are demanding that the city step up repairs. Councilwoman Carlina Rivera says what's really broken, though, is how the agency is managed.
There has to be better coordination between management and supervisor teams and trade skills to effectively perform repairs in a timely fashion.
Rivera got a look at the problems plaguing residents. No heat, leaks, missing windows, and she says a city must test the water more often.
Have seen brown and cloudy conditions in neighboring developments.
She says NYCHA needs the mayor's attention. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Mayor Adams has just signed a couple of bills addressing domestic violence. One establishes a housing stability program for survivors.
The options are narrow. Particularly when you deal with the economics involved, and if you have children, the consequences on leaving a home without any financial support makes it extremely difficult.
The other bill creates an online services portal and guide for victims. Hospitals are getting more and more crowded this time of year. Not only is there an early flu season, but more children are coming down with a common respiratory but very scary illness, RSV. And we spoke live on Newsline with Anita Guillaume of Great Neck, whose three-year-old daughter Ella spent 6 days in the ICU with RSV. She says the diagnosis was not immediate.
I brought her in, and I had heard about cases of RSV and flu and stuff. So specifically, I asked the doctor to test her for that, for RSV and COVID. And actually, she came out negative for it, for both of it.
But as a mom with good instinct, she realized that something was wrong when her child experienced other symptoms, and she brought her little girl over to Cones, and the girl was there for 6 days in the ICU, but now she's home and she is indeed recovering. City agencies are being told to do some belt tightening amid concerns about an economic downturn. Mayor Adams' budget director is spelling out some specifics in a letter obtained by the Daily News. For starters, half of all city government posts that are currently empty will be permanently eliminated. Second, there will be no funding for new agency initiatives. They have to use existing resources. The city's budget director says the city could have a $2.9 billion budget gap by next fiscal year. You've been warned. Thanksgiving travel is back to pre-pandemic levels.
Here at Terminal C, there are long lines for baggage check-in and security screening. Travelers began arriving well before 5 a.m. With all of this cold weather we've been having lately, Cindy Kells from Point Pleasant is headed to the beach.
In St. John through St. Thomas.
Very nice.
Yeah, a little warm weather.
So not the traditional Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, but our kids are joining us actually coming on Thanksgiving Day.
Jules Robles of Jersey City was headed to Jamaica with her mom and dad.
You can have jerk chicken or you can have turkey.
Jerk turkey. How about that?
Yeah. Do you do this every year or is it something
new? No, this is our first time, but I'm open to doing it every year.
AAA estimates 4.5 million Americans will fly this week, and travelers are willing to shell out a bit more for experiences. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Newark Airport.
Well, for those of us staying home and cooking, you can thank the folks at the Hunts Point Produce Market for working so extra hard today.
Fruits and vegetables are being trucked out on their way to your dinner table for Thanksgiving. Merchants like Denise Goodman from M&R Tomato Distributors are busy but excited.
Busier than it's been for a while because we have the restaurants back again. People are eating out. They're gathering in their homes for dinner.
This is the busiest day of the year at Hunts Point Produce Market, 2 days before people gather for the holiday. One person described the market here to me as controlled chaos, and in charge of it all is CEO Philip Grant.
What we're doing today is three times our daily average. So three times at 30 million pounds of produce. So that's we're doing it all because of Thanksgiving.
Darius Radzi is 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hunts Point in the Bronx.
Our annual Hungerthon fundraising auction is underway, and you can bid on some amazing experiences and more. Glenn Chuck joining us live from our newsroom. Glenn.
Bridget, why Hunger's Hungerthon began back in 1975. It's a Thanksgiving tradition we're proud to be a part of to raise awareness about hunger. We certainly appreciate your support at a time when 40% of Americans are just a paycheck away from poverty. You can bid on dozens of items that will help experiences to hungerthon.org. How about this with our sports director?
Well, Glenn, this is always one of the fun things we do. The high bidder gets to join me in the studio for an entire morning, learn what it's like to be a 1010 Win sports anchor, then write, produce, and record their very own sports report. In fact, we had two winners last year. One of them's actually dropping by later this week. And who knows? We might just help launch another broadcasting career from this terrific experience.
Thank you, Mark Erne. I'm Glenn Schuck for Hungerthon on 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
Little competition for us there, Glenn. We thank you. By the way, to donate, 1-800-5-HUNGRY. That's 1-800-548-6479.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.